My name is Keisha Lyles. I am a senior undergraduate psychology student. The following is my research project entitled Cognitive Self-Control, Openness to Experience, and Positive Schizotypy. This study was conducted under the mentorship of Dr. John Kearns of MU's Clinical Psychology Department.
Our study furthers research on positive schizotypy, a latent personality characteristic which involves magical beliefs and unusual perceptions and reflects risk for psychosis and schizophrenia. Our study examines this association with the inclusion of cognitive self-control as a possible facilitator for this relationship. We hypothesized that positive schizotypy resulted from an interaction from high openness to experience and low cognitive self-control. We predicted that high openness would not predict positive schizotypy in individuals who had high measures of self-control.
Our study was comprised of approximately 850 college-aged participants who each completed self-report questionnaires via online survey. Positive schizotypy was assessed using the Multidimensional Schizotypy Scale Brief Edition, comprised of 38 true or false items. Self-control in our study was assessed using the English short UPPSP Impulsive Behavior Scale. High impulsivity is interpreted as low cognitive self-control, while inversely, low impulsivity is interpreted as high cognitive self-control. Openness to experience was assessed using the aesthetic sensitivity and creative imagination facets of the Big Five Inventory 2 Open-Mindedness Domain Scale. Finally, participants completed the infrequency scale, which measures careless responding. Participants who endorsed more than two items were omitted from our research study. To test our hypothesized interaction effect, we performed a linear multiple regression analysis using the z-scores of our openness and impulsivity measures. Our interaction term was created taking the product of openness to experience and impulsivity. Our analysis on the interaction between openness and impulsivity predicting positive schizotypy yielded a p-value of 0.09. While this does reflect a statistical trend, it is not statistically significant as the value is greater than 0.05. However, after observing this trend, we focused on the subsets of the impulsivity scale to determine which was most relevant in predicting positive schizotypy. Our data shows that of the five subsets of impulsive behavior, positive urgency and negative urgency are most highly correlated with positive schizotypy. Sensation seeking is also correlated with a p-value of 0.008. The subsets of impulsivity were examined further using another multiple regression analysis. Here, the interaction between openness and positive urgency predicting positive schizotypy yielded a p-value of 0.044. This observed interaction is the highest of the five subsets. However, using the Bonferroni correction, a p-value must be less than 0.01 to be statistically significant. Thus, the interaction highlights a trend, but is not a statistically significant finding for our hypothesis. The analyzed interaction between negative urgency and openness predicting positive schizotypy yielded a p-value of 0.96. While the p-value for the interaction between sensation-seeking and openness was a 0.286. Finally, lack of predetermination yielded a p of 0.405, and lack of perseverance yielded p of 0.9.7. With this, our results do not provide significant support for our hypothesis. However, some notable statistical trends were observed and may be evident of an under-additive interaction between openness and impulsivity. Next, the finding that the facets of positive urgency and negative urgency were most significantly correlated with positive schizotypy suggests that it is especially associated with influence of emotion on impulsivity or self-control. Our study encourages further research on cognitive self-control as a predictor between the relationship of openness to experience and positive schizotypy. Following our findings, it would likely be beneficial to examine emotional cognitive self-control within the interaction predicting positive schizotypy. Additionally, alternative measures of cognitive self-control could be used
to re-examine the interaction. Here, an impulsivity measure was used to assess self-control. However, self-control is used to describe a number of cognitive abilities and processes that dictate and regulate behavior. Utilizing various diverse measures of cognitive self-control may give better insight into self-control as a predictor of positive schizotypy and a factor in general psychopathology.